Innovation, smart nation, agility and advancing women in science. These are the rallying cries of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Well, Dr. Dharmika Mistry embodies all those buzz phrases about Australia's aspirations for our future. She's just been named New South Wales Young Woman of the Year for her work in researching and developing a new diagnostic test for breast cancer. It's a simple blood test. Maybe you've heard some whispers about this over the last couple of weeks. The test is due to undergo large-scale clinical trials over the next year or so. If successful, it could soon be widely used by women of all ages to screen for breast cancer. Dharmika Mistry is 29 years old. She's already the chief scientist for the company BCAL Diagnostics, which is a company she founded. Dharmika Mistry, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
And congratulations on this award.
Thank you very much.
It's fantastic.
Been a great morning.
Yeah, I bet it has. Before we get to the work you're doing now, developing this blood test to screen for breast cancer, just remind us the current methods used for screening and detection. It's basically mammograms.
Yes, mammograms are the gold standard, but they can only be used for women over the age of 50 due to breast density. So what you're looking at is an image of a breast, and women under the age of 50 have denser breasts, so therefore you're less likely to see the tumour.
I hadn't realised that, so it's unreliable for women under 50.
Correct, yeah.
And what's the reliability? I mean, we all get breast screen sends us out notices when you get to a certain age, say, come for your mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reliability of that?
No, look, mammograms save lives. They are doing a great job, but it's just they have limitations. So women like myself under the age of 50 who perhaps have a family history or a BRCA gene mutation, we don't really have anything apart from self-checking, which is, you know, one of those things women may or may not tend to keep up and, you know, carry out. There is ultrasound, but there still needs to be something more and something more accurate.
I suppose, and I am going to come to the blood test, but I suppose if you do have a family history, if you are worried about the BRCA gene, then you would go and have an ultrasound, wouldn't you?
Correct. So you would be doing those things. And since Angelina Jolie effect, as they're calling it, a lot of women are opting to have double mastectomies to have a peace of mind. Mm. So it's a worry for women under the age of 50 because breast cancer is actually more aggressive in younger women as well.
Okay, so this brings us to the point of this blood test that you've been working on. Tell us a bit about it. How does it work?
Sure. It's as simple as a pathology-based blood test. We're looking for what we call lipids, which are fat molecules that make up your cells in as layman terms as possible. And we're looking for basically novel biomarkers in the blood. And once we use a specific type of technology to do that, called mass spectrometry, and we aim to run this through basically a GP and a pathology lab, so it fits into the current model.
It sounds simple. With the testing you've done so far, I don't know how widespread the testing has been. What kind of success in detection?
Sure, yeah. So we've ran our first 100 samples around a year ago, and we looked at the controls versus what we call invasive ductal carcinoma, which make up the most common invasive breast cancer. And we received a sensitivity and specificity of 90%. So this year, the aim is to repeat that blindly and then enter the clinical market.
As I say, it seems simple, but it also sounds revolutionary because obviously a blood test is going to be a lot less mucking around
Absolutely.
Than a mammogram. And I would have thought probably cheaper and easier. I'm not sure about the price thing. But how did you come upon this? You're only 29 yourself. This is very much a development that you are progressing. What got you on this track?
Sure. So I was looking at the association between hair and breast cancer in one of my first jobs.
So testing hair follicles?
Was actually the X-ray diffraction of hair. So X-raying a hair fibre and there was a change that was appearing. And from that, we were able to see that there's an association between breast cancer and something that's changing in the body. Mm. And we ran a series of experiments and found that, hold on a second, this is actually a lipid. And a lot of people are looking at other types of biomarkers and there weren't many things in the lipid area. So once we started that, we realised, hold on, this is something novel, this is revolutionary, and that's how it started, basically. BCAL took me on board to do my PhD around 5 years ago. We founded the company. I've got some amazing board members and founding shareholders, and we've just progressed rapidly over the last 5 years.
It's fantastic, and it is revolutionary, and again, it's just a bit stunning, isn't it? Breast cancer, I think, is the largest killer of women in this country, I think. You know, we've got Pink Ribbon, it's got a huge high-profile campaign.
Absolutely.
And yet this test is potentially out there that you're working on, you've discovered this link that's going to really revolutionise the treatment.
It changes everything. Basically, if you think about it... Yeah, well, actually, it's very interesting because it isn't just one test. A blood test would be more than just a screening test. It becomes a monitoring and treatment test on the other end, so you can use it to monitor patients who perhaps have had a double mastectomy and cannot have a mammogram after they've had the disease, and also women that are just worried about developing the disease. So it's used in predisposition, screening, diagnostic, and then also treatment and monitoring. So it's across the board.
It's 12 minutes past eight. Our guest is Dharmika Mistry. She's just been named New South Wales Young Woman of the Year, and no wonder, because she's on the brink, we think, of a breakthrough in terms of a test, would be a blood test to test for breast cancer. Dharmika, you're Chief Scientist for BCAL Diagnostics. This is a company you co-founded.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan to keep this in Australia, and how are the economics of that? Because it's a big debate at the moment. You know, a lot of Australian researchers having to go offshore to get the funding and develop their research.
Absolutely.
What are you finding?
Yeah, well, we currently are collaborating with the University of Kentucky in the USA. So all of our research is taking place in terms of lab work over there, but all of our collection takes place here in Sydney. So all of our patients are donating their blood through hospitals such as RPA and the Sydney Breast Clinic.
Why the collaboration with the University of Kentucky rather than university here? Did you try?
Well, what happened was we found each other by accident, would you believe? So as I was finishing my PhD, I was doing my literature review, and there were not many people do in this area at all. In fact, they were the only people with the same hypothesis, and we happened to found each other on a trajectory and path, and they were looking for a collaborator. So that's all fantastic, and working with them has been great. But next year, the aim is to bring this back to Australia. Our aim is to do our clinical trials here in Australia, set up a laboratory with possibly a university here in Sydney, and just keep collaborating. Science is all about collaboration, so there's no harm in bringing more people on board.
Science is all about ideas. They don't all make it to the market, to fruition. It's not over till the fat lady sings. Where are you with the trials on this blood test? And what are you, at this moment, what are you hoping for? What can you say with certainty whether this test will be brought to the public?
Sure. So our next step is this in literally a month, we start what we're calling our blind validation. So we're just repeating the study that we first did and doing it blind. Once that result is out and we have our biomarker panel, we will then go straight to clinical trials, and that is involving whoever wants to join us on board basically next year through RPA, Sydney Breast Clinic, all those groups. And we want to just do mass screening, get lots and lots of blood samples and show how it compares to current imaging. We're not trying to do anything initially. We just want to show how it compares and show...
And I think it's important to say this is not a negative assessment of mammograms.
Not at all, yes.
It's a very smart idea. Let's hope it works. Dharmika, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Dharmika Mistry is yesterday named the New South Wales Young Woman of the Year, and she's on the brink, we hope, of a very important, perhaps revolutionary discovery or research.